Die Zauberflaute, the magic flute, is an opera icon. Composed in 1791, 3 months before his death, it is one of the most performed and most popular works of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The opera is actually a Singspiel, meaning it uses spoken as well as sung dialogue. This form allows flexibility in casting players of varying vocal and acting talents. The Glimmerglass Music Festival has taken full advantage of the options, launching its 40th season with a new production of Mozart's two-act mystical fairy tale. The story revolves around the handsome young prince, Tamino, and his struggles to survive, first being lost in the forest, then being persuaded to rescue the Queen of the Night's kidnapped daughter, Pamina, while subjected to attacks by monsters and villains, and accomplishing tasks required to ultimately gain enlightenment and Pamina's love. Assorted subplots and characters embellish the tale. Suffice it to say, light triumphs over darkness, good over evil, and the music is sublime. Resetting opera in different eras is a popular approach to staging operas these days, shedding new light or offering a fresh point of view. Few works have received more new settings than The Magic Flute. Indeed, the English adaptation at Glimmerglass is the fourth translation undertaken by Kelly Rourke. Directed by Madeline Sayet, it is set in the modern world, while playing homage to the natural wonders of the forest and Native American folklore. The show opens with a jarring urban scene. Tamino, performed by Sean Paniker, appears in a business suit carrying a briefcase and a book. And he tries to concentrate. He is bombarded by a march of people brandishing cell phones, papers, and other annoyances. He then morphs, remaining in city attire, into the Tamino of Mozart's imagination. Paniker's smooth tenor tone and confident style help manage this transition as he begins his journey. Other key characters appear, three female attendants of the Queen of the Night, Papageno, a birdcatcher who becomes Tamino's sidekick, the Queen herself, the treacherous Bonsantos, lovely Pamina, and the high priest Sarastro. The singing is excellent. However, the first act's flow and impact are encumbered by broad direction and by awkward wording and rhyming in many places. In Act Two, the pace improves. It begins with Sarastro's prayer, which Solomon Howard delivers with magnificent sonority and strength. So-young Park pulls off a stellar rendition of the Queen of the Night aria, soaring effortlessly to the highest notes. Jacqueline Eccles uses her gorgeous voice and acting talents to portray Pamina, and blends perfectly with Tamino in their duet. Ben Edquist is an affable and zany Papageno. The three young spirits, Jolene LaChance, Samuel Solomon, and Andrew Pulver, add a bright charm to the show. This is an appealing production that succeeds in many ways. It conveys nature's majesty and relationship to humanity, nicely circumvents some obscure Masonic symbolism, and ably presents Mozart's marvelous score. The Magic Flute plays in repertory on selected dates through August 23rd at Glimmerglass Music Festival, Cooperstown, New York. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.